care that the Jew gets, and when the Jew gets his vladis, even they give birth, peturim tepatim in abchor. There's no din b'chor on those kids. And vladiv, but vladiv lodesayim, let's say after the Jew gets one vlad, and that vlad gives birth, and the second vlad gives birth, and that one already yichayiv b'chor. And we'll soon see the Gemara why. The first one is called the Goy Hashreiches to it. So it's called Yad Akam B'yemsa Yipotam Nabchayra. But the second one already has no Shreiches to the Goy, therefore Yichay Nabchayra. What's going to be Hemed Lo Desem Tachas Yimasayim? Let's say the Jew made a condition with the Goy, that let's say the poor, the mother dies. So not only did the Jew say, I'll pay you back money, but the Jew said, listen, you could take away my kids that I had for the payment. So that's called Hemed, you put in guarantee for Lo Desem, the kids, in case I can't pay back for the mother, you can take the kids. So then it goes down one more draga. Then the locker is vlodev vlodes pturim. Even the offsprings of the offspring that you receive from the goy, that's also still put them in abchayra, because the goy has shaykhs to it. But vlodev vlodev vlodes chayovim. But the third thing down, that already has nothing to do with the goy, then that belongs to the Jew. If that gives birth, you chayv in abchayra. So Shimon Gamliel, let me know, afilu ad asara. Even if it goes down 10 like kids, one after another, still Pturim. At all times, the Jew is potter from the Din Bechor on all of these kids. Why? Shachri Yusayim Leot Kechavim. Because no matter what, this Jew owes money to the guy. Like in the case that the cow died, so that was the first turn of Basel, the Jew will have to pay back the guy the money. Now, it's not to say the Jew has no money, the guy will come and take away the first kid. If he can't find the first, he'll take the second one, third, fourth, fifth, even down to 10 generations like. So no matter how many times it goes down, how many babies you have, each one of them is still possible for the goy to come and take it. And therefore it's called Yad Oyvei Kechavim B'yems, like we'll see in the Gemara. And any time the goy has any shaykhis to take away the behavior from you, so that makes a ptur in Bechor. So here it's different. It's not like a regular animal. Because here it started out the first mother really belonged to the goy. So that's why here it's better. So even though the kids go to the Jew, but Kozuman the Goy has a right to get back those kids for his payment, it's always considered Yad Av Oidukachavim B'yemsom, the Goy has Shaykhis, you know, the first Mishnah, that when the Goy has Shaykhis to the Behemah, that's the Ptur in Bechayra. Then the Mishnah says, Rochol Sheyol Deminez, if a sheep gives birth to a goat, or else the A is a goat, Sheyol Demin Rochol gives birth to a sheep, even though both parents were sheep, or both parents were A's, were goats, still, since the kid is a nidma, it looks differently, that's the pturim b'chayra. But again, if the kid has a little bit simonim looking like its mother, then yichayiv. Then yichayiv. We had before. Now the Gemara says, lememer, what do you want to tell me? Techivon deloy noka tomorrow zuze. Since the owner did not take back money yet, Pishusa de Marakaimo, like this guy, he gave away the cow. But since the guy did not take money for the cow, so it's always considered like it's in the guy's rishus. And that's why telling me now, that's part of the Menabachayra. The Rashi says, Kivan and Nakravi Gachavim Zuzi Rishus say, is still called his rishus. Is that true? Like that's how I mean, that's why you're part of the Menabachayra, because it's still called rishus of the Yakum. If so, well, Ramino, I have a question on you. It says, Alocha, of Ein Mekablin Sern Barzim Yisrael. One Jew to another Jew should not give this type of a deal that I'll give you my sheep to work with, and then when he gives, after you work, like you pay me back my sheep and something more. Because Neishu Ribis is called like it's Ribis. Alma Brishus of the Mekabal Kaimo. It looks like it's Brishus of the Mekabal. When you receive it, when I give it to you, so instead of when Reuven gives Shimon the cow to work with, it's like Reuven giving it to Shimon. It's like Shimon's cow. It's like Shimon borrowed the cow, and later when Shimon pays it back, he gives back the vladis. It's like giving back ribis. So the chur you see is Brishus the Mekabal, the one that receives it, not Brishus the Bailu. On Rabbi Sabai Savakash is no stira. Hod the kibulei unsa vezula. If you Mekabal upon yourself unsa, that means if it gets lost, the benoinus happens to it. Even the price goes down, then it's called Brishusai the Mekabal. Here you're not makal upon yourself unsa vizula. You're not makal upon yourself that luyitsuya and oinus happens to it or it goes down. Rashi says, Mastiao mashnisim the kibole, or the gechavim unsa vizula, where the guy accepted upon himself unsa vizula, the case that gets worth less. a chesed tzlaimis, something happens to it, that he'll lose out. Therefore, it's still called Brishus the Yakum. That's why Mishnah says Yipotem and Abchayra. But over there, the Gemara about Ribis and Bav Metzia is talking about where the Mekabel did not receive the Oinus. So it says, no. Omele Rava says, the Kibbel Unse Bezula Tzoyin Baza Korosle, our Mishnah says, like the guy has a Tzoyin Baza, meaning it's like metal, so for sure get the money back. And if you tell me the guy accepted upon himself that if it gets worth less or an Oinus happens or dies by itself, that the person is potter, so that's not called Tzoyin Baza. Tzoyin Baza means like for sure you're going to get your money back. Says Mashna Mishnah, even though the guy has no responsibility to it, forget, the Jew has all responsibility to it, still we do not consider it like it's in the Rishus of the Jew, but still we consider it Rishus Akam. So it's a steer to Ribbis, so why by Ribbis is it also? The Yoid and Stekli Matisku told you this. He said that he is Makabal upon himself. The Yoid, Adatani Sefer, since it says in the Sefer, the next mission it says, Avo Makabal, the Mishnah Sefer, the Mishnah in Bar Metziah, it says over there, Avo Makabal and Sein Bazim Menod Gehovim, but from a guy, you are allowed to take the cow with this condition that you work with it for 10 years and you give him back the kids also, even though it looks like ribis. There we say it's mutter because by a guy it's mutter to give him back ribis. If so, they're telling me now there's a difference whether the owner was makabel unser bezul or not. So listen to the door over there in Bavim Tzi, even by a Jew to a Jew, we should have made a difference and say the nedivam amurim. When do we say it's also that it looks like ribis to let kibolei unser bezul? Where the original owner did not have any responsibility at all. Even if it dies, or even if it gets worth less, he gets his money back. So that's called Rishus of the Mekabel, and therefore the Mekabel takes it and then pays him back more money. That looks like Ribis. But in the case, Kibbolei Unsa Bezula, let's say the original owner accepted upon himself to have the loss if it gets, an Oinus happens, or gets worth less, then it's still called Rishus of the original owner, so that's not called, it's not called Ribis. Because the schar is getting back, of course it's his own. His own is getting worth more. And so that should have been Shabbatav, should have been Mutter. And since it doesn't say it over there, Mashma, in both cases it's also. It's not so true. Elom Rav Rav says like this, EDVD in both cases, our Mishnah and the Mishnah Bavin Tziya, to like Kibbol Lei Unse Bezula. Avada, the original owner, did not accept upon himself, not an Oinus and not a Zula. That's called Tzoyin Bazel, that no matter what happens to it, the guy gets back his money. Or the Mekabel that gets back his money. So really, it should be considered then brishus of the Mekabel. It's all his achrayis. Since so, in our Mishnah, when the guy gave the part to the Jew, so the question is then, when he has the kids, why is he put them in Abchayra? When that kid gives birth, the Chorus, the Jew's kid completely. V'hachinam, the Gemara says, V'hachinam, V'hach like this, V'hach gavi b'chayra, high no time, no more the Mishnah says, he put them in Abchayra, because v'ilu osa v'kechovim. If the guy would come back to the Jew and say, listen, give me the money for my parah, the boy is uzi, and the Jew would not have money to give him, the guy would have the right to take back the behemah. And if he wouldn't be able to find the behemah, tofas bloodis, he would take away the kids. The day, he would take away the Jews, the blood of the parah. If so, it's called that the guy has shaykhah to that kid. Even though before the guy takes it away, it belongs to the Jew, but since the guy has the right to come and take it away from him, so that's called v'chol yada v'chavim b'yentzav turim and b'chayra. Anytime a guy has a tfis asiyad, has some shaykhah, has conditions, that he has a right to take away this kid from the Jew, so that's called the guy has some shaykhah here, and that makes up turim and b'chayra. And again, in regular achrayis, there wouldn't be. But here, since it started out, the whole parah first originally belonged to the guy, here, calls the man, the guy has the yad here, we still consider like the guy owns it. And therefore, that's a pturim b'chayra. Then it says, the Mishnah, what's going to be, though, hemid blood is same takas, he must say him, blood is what is pturim. Go down one generation. If you told the guy that not only could take back the mother, but if I can't pay that, you can take away the kids, so then the kids is also us, is also part of the b'chayra. Omer Rav Huna, Vlodis pturim. But Vlodis same chayavim. It's only the Vlodis of the first one that's potter. But the second one down is already chayav in b'chor. For Rav Yehuda Amano, Vlodis nami pturim. Even the second generation is also potter in b'chor. But the third one, Vlodis, that's chayavim in b'chor. So tonight, let's see, it says in our Mishnah, Hemed Vlodis tachas himusayim, Vlodis pturim. So Moses says, time, what's the reason why? Damn it, because you made a commission clearly to take away the kid, not only the mother, even the kid. Mashma holoi hemid, if you do not make this chedishin, loy, then the second one already is chayvin b'chayva. It's the tusser of Yehuda, it's the kashan of Yehuda. As of Yehuda, this machloik as of Yehuda, and Rav Hun is talking about the first case in the Mishnah, that Yustam gave the tzorin of Basel. So who is the kashan of Yehuda, it's mashma, even the second generation is chayvin b'chayva. Omlach Yehuda, Yehuda says that, no, of Yehuda. Who I didn't could be the same lachot apply for Gavlo hemid, even though you didn't put... He didn't make a condition that he could take the kids. It'll also be the same thing that the second kid is part of an abchera. Just walk a mashma. Mishmar says like this: that afilu hemet, even in a case where you set aside a condition that the guy could take away the kid, also nami the yuchad every kachovim the mitzvahs beno vevei kimi the kamashman that afilu hemet nami the yuchad every kachovim the mitzvahs beno vevei kamoi kimi the loy hemet vlodev lodeis is pturin. Bloody blood is pturin, but bloody blood is chayav nasichidish. That the bloody blood is the chayav nasichidish. But they say that the bloody blood is potter, that can be potter even though you did not make this condition. Tanan, we learned. Rabbi Shimon ben Leimer, afilu adasar deris pturin. Even if you have 10 kids one after another, they're all potter of the chayav shachar. You some other chavim. Zavishem the Rabbi Yehuda diyama nochis. Tanakamal Lidori. The Tanakam is talking about generations. Hainu the Omalei, the Shimon Gamliel. I feel all this is even to ten generations. Turin. El Ravunu the Omalei, Nochas Tanakamal Lidori. Maya feel what the Masei Asar Ovas Tafilu. Ravunu Rav Shimon Gamliel Hemen Kon Nochas Lidori. Yeah. So Omalei Ravunu Shimon Gamliel Ahemid Koy the Nochas Lidori. We talk about Ahemid. Where you set clearly this condition and Echnami. Then it goes down even on generations. All right. Yeah.